The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
So, the Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, today said he expects foreign holidays will be allowed in a number of months. What's a number of months? He says he wouldn't give an exact date as he doesn't want to give people false hope. But if you're talking about a number of months, you are giving hope. Or are you? OK, we've got two guests with us. Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie. How much time would people need, you think, to know in advance and been able to make a summer holiday? And, you know, if they have to wait before making a booking, what's likely to be available in continental Europe?
Hi, Matt. Yeah, I think people will certainly be quite happy to book last minute if the chances are that they can get on a plane again. But obviously, the more time or the more notice we have, the better. And it does look like that we are going to adopt the new digital green certificate system, the EU system, which is supposed to be ready for June. So you would like to think that, you know, even if we adopt that, it possibly may take, well, they say up to about 6 weeks for us. So you'd like to think by the end of July, travel within Europe certainly should be possible once we either have been vaccinated or can provide a negative PCR test before travel.
And the countries in Europe which are the most popular sun destinations for the Irish, Spain, Portugal, France, Italy, Greece, are they likely to be all open and welcoming of Irish tourists?
Yeah, I mean, Greece has been, you know, very vocal about opening early May, middle of May, I think from about the 15th of May. And most other countries like Spain and Portugal have also indicated that they're ready to open. I think Portugal is May as well, and Spain has said June. So, yeah, I think as long as we can show a negative PCR test or being vaccinated, I don't see any major issue there. And in fact, you know, things are changing quite, the incidence rates are changing very quickly. So I suppose from our point of view, it's a matter of probably more what we do as opposed to what other countries, like Cyprus, for instance, would have been one of the lowest rates a few months ago. It's now one of the highest in Europe. Turkey is the same. So, you know, whether we will still, you know, look for extra restrictions from certain countries remains to be seen. But the idea behind it is that, you know, if we get on board and if we, you know, agree to this certificate system, that, you know, quarantine won't apply once you can produce a test when you come home, a negative test. So fingers crossed. It's the most hopeful we've heard now in a while, I think.
OK, Paul Hackett is with us as well, co-founder and chief executive of the online travel agent Click and Go. Paul, are a lot of Irish people, do you think, gambling at present on making a booking for July or August in the hope that they will be able to go?
I think that would be unfair to say, Matt. Really, consumers are not booking at present. What consumers are looking for is some certainty around this. And the certainty is going to be from two things. One, the implementation of the digital green certificates as proposed by the EU Commission. And secondly, the vaccination rollout in Ireland, because the digital green certificates are really totally linked into the vaccination rollout. So, you know, you have three elements of the digital green certificate, as Sarah said, you know, fully vaccinated people, PCR negative test result, or if you've recovered from COVID. And I think most people here are going to be looking at the fully vaccinated piece. And if we're listening to what the HSE are telling us in terms of 1.4 million doses being delivered in May, 1.6 million doses being delivered in June, I think Irish consumers are thinking, I want to see my vaccination piece happening. I want to see my vaccination appointment being made, and then I'm going to be ready to book. So at the moment, I think, you know, yes, there is pent-up demand, but no, consumers are not booking, because consumers, like all of us, have had all our travel plans thrown up in the air over the last 12 months. And I don't see consumers booking until they have certainty around the digital green certificates and around the vaccination programme.
Yeah, and I wonder about getting those certificates, because 80%, the objective is to get 80% of the people having had their first shot of the vaccination by the end of June. But there may be many people who still need their second shot, and could that prevent them from travelling until such time as they've had both shots?
It will. Like, this proposal from the EU Commission is very sensible. It's very respectful of public health, and it is very appropriate in terms of, you know, what happens in terms of reopening Europe in a safe way to international travel after a pandemic. So the requirement is that you are fully vaccinated and that it's 2 weeks post your final vaccination. So they're very clear about that. So I think in terms of, you know, people being thinking that they can just jump on a plane, that is somewhat unrealistic. What the aviation sector and the travel industry want to do is have a safe reopening and not have another lockdown. And what we don't want to do is be accused of trying to force the agenda here. We're not. We're working collaboratively with the EU Commission to create the environment under which we can all travel safely. And that's what we want at this point.
But Paul, just to clarify, if somebody wasn't fully vaccinated, but if they got a negative PCR test, would they then be allowed to travel?
They should be allowed to travel. Like, it is, the EU Commission have taken all three elements, Matt, because what they're conscious of is that there will be people who, for whatever reason, are resistant or hesitant around having a vaccine. So if they have a PCR negative test, they will be allowed travel. Or if they've had COVID and recovered, they will be allowed travel. So it is not an absolute requirement. But in terms of the consumer demand out of Ireland, what I see, most consumers want to have the vaccination, and most consumers will be quite happy in terms of, you know, them traveling with their family, their friends, their partners, that the vaccination is kind of like their preferred option for this particular process. We think it's going to be linked in to the COVID tracker app. The French and the Spanish are linking it into their apps. It is something that all of the EU Commission are signing up to. This is not something that the Irish government can veto. This will be EU law, and Irish citizens will be able to avail of this. The implementation is 6 weeks from the date after which it becomes law. So in real terms, it's not until July, and we don't even know whether that's the start or the end of July. So yes, we need to be cognizant of the pent-up demand. We want to provide a very safe environment, but we really do need the metrics and the exit strategy for this sector so that we can be aware of what's happening. And not only for Irish people travelling abroad, but for international travellers travelling safely into Ireland, because the Irish domestic industry for travel depends heavily. 75% of our income is reliant on international traffic, and we want that traffic to come in, but we want that traffic to come in and have, if they're travelling from another EU country, have the digital green certificate.
Sarah Slattery, I'm just thinking of other potential problems. So if you say, if you have a family going, obviously the children aren't going to be vaccinated, so they'll have to get a PCR test, a negative PCR test, if they're able to travel with the parents. And if you could have, if you have a group of family going, if one or two people failed the test the day before the flight, you could have all your holiday arrangements thrown into chaos.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's all reliant, I suppose. I mean, obviously, being vaccinated is the ideal situation. But from, you know, there is going to be, without a doubt, that uncertainty going forward. And that's why I suppose having flexible booking options are the most important thing that you can have if you are planning a holiday. But I do think that people may not be booking now, but I think for all the people who have holidays already booked for July, August, I really think they will pay the PCR test fees to get on their holiday, to go. They've already paid, you know, a huge amount already to go in August. And I think if the chances are there, if they can go, plus people who have holiday homes, or of course, you know, not just holiday people who are travelling for other reasons, to see family and things, I do think people will travel if they're allowed to travel, if the government, you know, removes the advice against non-essential travel, they will, you know, people will pay those tests to go. It means, it's not shamed. If the government has signed up to it, we're, you know, it's okay. It's seen as okay to travel. So I think there's a bit of both. I think obviously being vaccinated, and a lot relies on the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine, because it's obviously one dose. So whether we're going to roll that out. So it's still very much uncertain. And there's a lot, as I said, the cases are changing constantly in Europe as well. So there's a lot that remains to be seen. But I suppose it's probably the most hope we've seen in a while. It's probably welcomed, you know.
Paul Hackett, just to finish with you as Chief Executive of Click & Go, how helpful would you expect the airlines to be in this situation? Because I'm just thinking, say if you did book flights to go on a holiday, and then suddenly maybe a family member gets a positive PCR test the day before you're supposed to go, do you think, will they be forgiving and flexible about the sudden need to cancel or reschedule flights?
It's difficult to say. They have been reasonably flexible, and they continue to be reasonably flexible up to now in terms of date changes and all of that sort of stuff. But having a cancellation the day beforehand in the peak season when they've had no trading for 12 or 14 months is going to be a real tough one for them. I think, as Sarah said, what's really important here is that at a point, the government need to start looking at all of the laws and regulations that have been passed on international travel out of this country. There are a serious number of statutory instruments that have been placed and restrict international travel out of this country and are damaging our connectivity, and they have to be looked at by the government in line with this. So it's not a case of rushing to travel, it's a case of planning and doing so respectfully and in an orderly fashion.
Paul Hackett from Click and Go, Sarah Slattery from travelexpert.ie, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.